Paul rang in the changes today, new faces, but unfortunately, similar outcome in terms that we've lost with a late goal. Must have been disappointing after we'd performed very strongly. Looked like we were just going to nick a point today.
Well, it sums up the season, really, when you look at both goals. The first one was, once again, lack of concentration. The second one, if you give an under 10 side the amount of time and space in your box, then they're going to score. So, positives were, I thought Mike Fondop came in and looked good. I think Lenny in midfield did well. And I think there'll be more. What I'm hoping is more positive signings to come into the squad. What's doing us at the minute is both boxers scoring the chances that we're creating in one end, and concentrating in our own box. And as we've just said in there, is that probably the story of the season at the minute. And you know, it's my job now to really, like you say, I said on Saturday, I was going to move it forward. I think we brought some positive additions into the squad. They need to put some pressure on the players here to consistently perform over the 90 minutes, because all it was tonight was a lack of concentration in our box. I can't really remember Macclesfield doing us and creating a great opportunity. We've just switched off twice, and this will continuously keep affecting us if we don't get to grips with it.
You're true to word after Saturday in terms of the change. I can't remember a time when we've had four home debutants certainly in October.
Yeah.
Like you say, very effective. Just can you give us a bit of background to your rationale for bringing them into the club? Mike Fondop, obviously, to begin with, scored the goal today.
We'd already had a look at Mike. I've been analytical over the last two or three weeks of what's needed, and I've been watching. I thought in this league, as we've seen, we lacked a little bit of power and pace and directness. And I think, you know, even though Mike's not 100% fully fit, you know, he went down with cramp tonight. He's not played since the trial game. That Mike's going to be effective, in this league. And if we get an understanding of what his strengths are, he'll score goals. It's as simple as that. But he won't just score goals. I think he'll affect the play. Now, my thing is now is to bring people into the squad to add to what we've got to improve us. Because at the minute, as I've just said to the players in there now, you know, the club's won one game all season. And that was against Torquay, and that was, I think, in the 94th minute. So there are ingredients missing from the squad. And, I'm going to be bringing those ingredients in. It's as simple as that. Now, that puts a bit of stress and pressure on the players that are here. But they shouldn't be fearful of that. They should embrace that. If you want to be a winner, if you don't want to be down at the bottom looking up, then you should embrace it, and it should make you work harder, concentrate harder, play harder, and win more games. So, like I say, I've been instructed that, I've got the say to go out and improve the squad, and that's over this next sort of 7 to 10 days. That's what I'll do. That's not me being threatening to anybody. Not the players. Players have worked extremely hard. There is a consistency about us at the minute, and it's all to do with both boxers, lack of concentration in their own box, and the lack of putting the ball in the other one. So, like I say, I'll be working extremely hard again to bring more in, and at some point I'm hoping to get a unit that don't just draw games, but starts to put a run of consistent 3 points on the board.
In terms of other player, Lewis Freestone, a young man, 17 years old, at left back, he looked fairly accomplished. And that's a loan deal, isn't it? For the
yeah, it is. It is, obviously. I spoke to Peterborough. They've loaned him. It is, obviously, we've got Lowy and Marcus out at the minute. you know, we have got a horrendous injury list, which people fail to... But look, that's not an excuse. We haven't had an injury list since the beginning of the season, and I'm not going to make excuses over injuries. It'd be nice to have a full quarter of squad, but the club's won one game in I don't know how many now, and that's... like I say, the time for talking and sort of giving the scenario a bit more time has got to come to a stop. I've got to do what I think's best. That's going to win more matches consistently, and stop the little mistakes that have cost us a game again, like tonight. The game was pretty even. The extra man in midfield with them made their possession-based game a little bit more. But you know, Mike's gone through and probably at 1-1. You know, probably a little bit of tiredness on his cause, but probably should have done better with that chance. So, and I said on Saturday, I knew what I was coming into. I knew the sort of time frame it would be to stabilise it and then to push it on. And I'm still aware of that. The thing I need to do now is act, not sit there talking about it.
So between now and Maidstone on Saturday, will there be more changes, or are you going to see how you feel about that game beforehand? Or
no, look, there'll be more people coming in. I'm not being threatening to any of the players. The players are working extremely hard. What I need to do is I've always said I need to change the culture. The culture at the minute in the dressing room is we are where we are for a reason. And I need to change that psychologically, physically, mentally, the whole. And to do that, we need a strength coming into us and a bit more of a robustness and a bit more know-how. So, that's to help the players that we've got. Not to affect them in a negative way. If you're a good pro, if you want to be a winner, you'll accept competition. And at the minute, with the squad, with the injuries that we've got, there is no real competition in the squad. So that's what I aim to do. I'm going to push on starting from tomorrow. And once again, try and implement the plan that we've set ourselves.